But let's. I am going to focus on a bit of foreign policy, and a little meeting took place last night between the Chinese and Americans up in Anchorage, Alaska. Right? That's a weird place to do it. And since it is the season of March Madness, you could probably have qualified this as what? The elusive... What's the matchups that... Oh, I wish I had the chat room. It's the five... It's what? It's not the 5-12. Well, the 5-12 is always one where you get an upset. 5-seed, 12-seed. The 7-8 matchup's always one. We would say there's like a 7-8 matchup in the NCAA tournament, right? At least from the political stage. Actually, no. No, not at all. It's probably like what? 116, 215? No. I don't know. My odds. Because China, no, it's like a 7-8. Because China is a building power, large navy, building islands, huge population. America, with technology and all that stuff, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, bad March Madness analogy aside. So, the Chinese and the Americans meet in Anchorage, Alaska, which, just to note, as far as distance, it's closer for the Chinese to go to Alaska, or I'm sorry, Anchorage is closer to Beijing than it is to Washington, D.C. So even though the Americans were on U.S. soil, they were playing in the Chinese backyard. And so the Chinese bring their delegation and their diplomats, and they're ready to go. And the Americans, and I can't believe this guy's real name, Blinken. Every time I think of this, I think of Blinken from Men in Tights. Hey, Blinken. That's all I think of. The blind guy from Men in Tights when I hear Blinken. So Tony Blinken and his blue-haired, purple-haired brigade, I kid you not, because America is so tolerant and wonderfully diverse, the U.S. Secretary of State and the National Security Advisor brought a blue-haired feminist to this negotiation table. And the Chinese beat the breaks off of us in this. Huge loss. Huge L. And it is representative of Chicken Joe, who made this weird comment that he called Putin the devil earlier this week. And Putin was like, haha, this did not happen. We do live stream. I tell you what. And Joe was like, I got Matlock at 5. I can't do that. Good night. You fat idiot. So Putin put him on blast to do a live stream. Joe said no. The U.S. envoys have tried to reach out to the North Koreans, and the North Koreans are like, ha ha ha, you got rid of our boy. We say no to you. You go away now and stop calling, asking for Chinese food. We are North Korean. We don't do Chinese food. Biden's like, can I get a fortune cookie at the end of this conversation? And now, the third foreign policy loss for these United States on the American decline is this absolute embarrassment. Let me just set the stage. Now, they had agreed to 2-minute openings, and Tony Blinken went up there and was like, yes, America is great. We love the Chinese, and we're very happy to engage in our... all the flippity-flappity talk that you would hear at one of these things. What does Chinese diplomat Jingzhai say? Dude gets up there, he's like, America weak, America stupid, America divided, they got Black Lives Matter. LeBron James hates everybody over there. Pretty much he just absolutely dumps on the U.S. for 20 minutes. Now remember, they agreed to 2-minute opening statements. And Blinken went up there and he gave his little happy talk. Oh yes, well, America, this. I think we actually have some audio. Real audio, not like fake audio. This is some of what the opening statement was last night in Anchorage between the United States. And I hope somebody puts a picture in the chat room because I can't. Of the blue-haired, purple-haired feminist they brought to the Chinese delegation. The power of feminism compels you.
We'll also discuss our deep concerns with actions by China, including in Xinjiang, Hong Kong, Taiwan, cyber attacks on the United States, economic coercion.
Yeah, this is the guy you want to send to go up against the Chinese.
Yes, we're going to talk about some things.
Toward our allies. Each of these actions threaten the rules-based order that maintains global stability.
Well, you can't blame this problem on somebody else.
The Chinese
like, you shut up. You sit down and shut up, little beta man. You don't talk to me like that. You go get me cheeseburger. Get out of here.
I have to tell you, what I'm hearing is very different from what you described. I'm hearing deep satisfaction that the United States is back, that we're re-engaged with our allies and partners. I'm also hearing deep concern about some of the actions your government is taking.
Yeah, thanks, NPR guy.
Yes, we are here, and America is back, baby. Yes, we are ready to engage with our local partners.
Here's what the Chinese have to say to you, bud. By the way, Blinken doesn't know a lick of Mandarin. This is the Secretary of State. At least Pompeo had an idea of what's going on. Blinken's typing into Google Translate trying to figure out what's happening here.
Well, I think we thought too well of the United States. We thought that the U.S. side will follow the necessary diplomatic protocols. So for China, it was necessary that we make our position clear.
You all are stupid!
So let me say here that in front of the Chinese side, the United States does not have the qualification to say that it wants to speak to China from a position of strength.
The Chinese literally said you have no, they turned into
they kicked them below the belt on that one.
That's a straight. They turned into King Theoden when he was under the control of Saruman. You have no power here. You go away now. You have no strength. What you gonna do? You gonna say Sleepy Joe Biden? You gonna say him over here? Guy can't even stay awake 15 minutes in press conference. You gonna send him over here to talk to us? Get us the next crappy Disney movie. That's what you good for. You get out of here. And meanwhile, apparently Joe Biden was mad that we brought the purple-haired feminist to this meeting.
Yes, America is back ready.
You shut up and you go get me food!
Yes, so, okay. Yes, whatever you need.
And you have to understand, it's because the Chinese, we're going to get into this in the next segment, the Chinese have Beijing Biden and the entire administration that is so dead set on tolerance, inclusivity, and having
productive conversations
with others, that the Chinese are going to bully these people from pillar to post. Say what you want about Pompeo. Say what you want about Trump. You think that lady says that?
Yes, the Chinese think that America has no...
Listen, lady, shut your mouth because I come over there and stone cold stun you. Don't you talk about my great country like that.
Our flag is beautiful. We have the Space Force. And I'm going to use the Space Force, and I'm going to nuke you. You talk to me like that again.
Everybody, and that's the problem. Everybody in our country cries and grinds their teeth and shivers when Donald Trump tweeted something mean. But if Trump tweets, hey, Kim, I'm going to launch this nuclear bomb right at your stupid country. People are like, oh, he going to do that. Oh, he Trump. He going to do that. Nope, not anymore. What's your president going to do? He watch Matlock right now. Ha 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 ha.